This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number three. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we've been talking about Rule 41. And this is something, it's been a, I don't know if it's a federal court rule or an FBI rule, but it's been in place for a while. And it just got changed. And when we say it just got changed, we mean within like 21 hours, like it from the time that we're broadcasting this live, it has only been in place for about 21 hours.
Yep, effective midnight last night.
And Chris, what again is this new Rule 41?
Well, what it basically says is that the FBI can go to a judge. They don't even have to, I guess they do go to a judge, and the judge can sign a warrant for them to investigate computers regardless of location. So before, the FBI would have to specify a specific jurisdiction that they want. They would have to get a judge in that jurisdiction to do so. Now they can get a judge who can basically grant a warrant that will let them investigate computers regardless of location. So literally worldwide.
So jurisdiction means absolutely nothing anymore when it comes to FBI investigation of computer quote-unquote crimes.
Crimes and basically activity. And you know, it opens so many cans of worms. So, you know, there's this thing called, you know, you can't use the fruit of the poisonous tree.
Yes.
Meaning that if I have a search warrant that says I'm going to go search Daryl's home for eggs and I find bananas, I can't charge him with possession of bananas because I didn't specify bananas in the search warrant.
And also bananas are not contraband.
Yeah, I'm just using euphemisms for whatever one might...
Should have used tomatoes. Don't you listen to any of his speeches?
I know.
Now, if you would have said raw milk...
Okay, I could have got a bunch of different
now,
directions.
Now, say the reason that I was not going to pick a nit on eggs is because there could be, you know, like... Oh, these were not FDA or USDA approved eggs because you bought these from, you know, a raw chicken farmer.
Or my next door neighbor, where I usually get my eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, a raw chicken farmer.
Yeah, it's insane. So I can't stress this enough. If you listening have ever been the victim of malware on your computer, you are now subject to search of your computer by the FBI. This is going to be one example they will use. Well, we were investigating a botnet attack that may have started in Russia and may involve identity theft, or this piece of malware that's on your computer may be used in a denial of service attack against
the Pentagon.
And it
might not even be your computer. It might be your toaster.
Right. It can be any device.
And I still do not understand. And people have tried to explain to me why I need my toaster connected to the internet, but I do not understand it.
Dude, I like a nice fresh piece of toast.
And
if I'm 5 minutes away from home and I want to have fresh toast just popped up, I could send a signal over the internet to my toaster.
If I cannot run BitTorrent or, you know, Netflix on it, I don't need it connected to the internet.
It's crazy. And, I work out on my elliptical not as often as I should at home, but the damn thing's got an IP address. You know, it's connected to the internet. So I can download stuff to it and make it pretend like I'm doing a cycle of the Pacific Northwest woods. It'll do that.
You know what else you could do? You could plug in a USB drive into it and get the stuff that way. It doesn't need to be connected to the internet.
Oh, now we're in the era of the Internet of Things, where everything is going to become internet-enabled.
The Internet of Things to be hacked.
That's what it has become.
Do you know what the S in IoT stands for? safety, security, and there's no F in IoT.
There is, nice. There is a, it's a selling feature, but the problem is a lot of the hardware that we use in the Internet of Things for random things like toasters and washers and dryers and your refrigerator and things like that are not built on the highest. Security is not a real high point. They want usability. So
right.
We're seeing all sorts of components that are coming out of China that have back doors. They have very little security on them and things like that. So, and that was the example that we were talking
about. Some of
them
have front doors and wide open windows.
Now, come on in. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. So,
like my understanding, the point of the IoT refrigerator is that the smart fridge will notice that you're low on, you know, fill-in-the-blank food stuff, and then place an order online either through Amazon or with your local grocer.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we live in New Hampshire, and grocery stores tend to be regional, but there's a chain up here called Hannaford. And they've got this thing called Hannaford To Go, to where you can place an order online and tell them when you're going to get to the store,
yeah.
And they will have your groceries already picked for you.
Yep.
And all you have to do is go in.
I mean, it's like someone that hates food shopping. I don't really mind that one.
You're kind of getting this one. I'm kind of liking it.
Like, really? I can do that?
It is a convenience, and I think for some people it's going to be a benefit, but that's a personal. You
right,
can disagree with it, but some people are going to like it, and some people are going to buy a smart fridge.
Here's the thing. So what happens when you forget that, or rather you wind up, you know, you get laid off, and you've got a million things going on, and you forget to change the settings on your smart fridge, and it's automatically reordering food, and then you wind up getting an overdraft on your bank account because you lost your job and your damn refrigerator wound up ordering stuff that you didn't want to order.
Well, it's not only that, but now we're sort of in this cycle. We had a big change from where we used to buy things outright mm-hmm. to where things are more subscription-based, and the Internet brought a lot of those things. So we have Netflix, and we have Hulu, and we have, you know, all these services that we pay for on a regular basis, and it's just sort of auto-deducted.
Microsoft Office 365, you don't buy anymore. You have a subscription.
Yeah, and I'm an Office 365 subscriber with my business because it made financial sense for me to do that. But, yeah, you bring up a good point. It makes life changes more challenging when you have to think about this. You know, you change one piece of info, you get a new debit card, you know, mm-hmm. and you've used that same debit card for 20 auto pays at, you know, various things you mm-hmm. subscribe to online. It's a real big deal. So things.
Why do you think I've had the same telephone number for a decade?
Yeah, but I don't think people even have the same debit card very long these days because of the credit cards being compromised is like an epidemic right now.
It's a couple years.
Mine is literally on block right now because it was compromised.
I've been using the same credit union for almost a decade just because, you know, changing everything over. It's so much easier for me to just find a service center, go in and say shared branching. And right. then they connect into my credit union that's 2,000 miles away.
So when I was younger, I would say, we had classes in high school where we talked about how to balance checkbooks and, you know, these basic life skills that you had to go through. I think the needs of today's generations coming up are going to be very, very, very different. It's changed, and we're not going to stop it. You're not going to arrest it. It's going to continue. It's going to accelerate. And I think it's that much more important that particularly younger people and older people just continue to educate themselves. The only thing that's going to be consistent is change, and that's it.
Yeah, well, what's the saying? The only thing that change is the only thing that stays the same?
Yeah, and that's the reality. And, you know, you can like it, you can hate it, but it's part of where we've gotten to and where we're going.
Yeah, so if you're a baby boomer and you have kids and grandkids, I'd be really nice to them because we run circles around you guys.
Let's go to Charlie calling in from Arizona listening to K-Talks 1340. Charlie, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, guys. This problem with the probable cause actually started over a decade ago. I watched an interview with an Army, it was actually a press conference with an Army colonel, and he was...
Hold that thought, Charlie. Hold that thought. We'll bring you back. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-967-9298. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-967-9298. That's 1-800-967-9298. 1-800-967-9298.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals, fluoride, our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl, Heather, and Chris. And healthcare is all messed up.
No.
We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Sure, health insurance pays for treating your sickness, but it gives you nothing for being healthy. Doesn't that actually incentivize illness instead of health? Well, there is a free market healthcare company that can give you freedom from health insurance. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you a proactive health assessment daily and no charge 24-hour access to doctors. HIPAA has messed up medical records so much that one doctor doesn't know what the other doctors are doing. How about a medical information card that you can give to EMS, first responders, emergency room, or whatever other medical professional you want? Check them out right now, HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage, you will love the service and the prices. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Let's go back to Charlie in Arizona listening to KTOX 1340. Charlie, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Charlie.
I was at a stadium. I watched a press conference with an Army colonel that was trying to sell the Patriot Act. And he was positing that a reasonable cause was the same. There was a smart reporter in there that pointed out the actual fact that it says it had to be probable cause. Now, I can illustrate this so anybody can understand it. A person walking down the road with a can of gas may be going to commit arson, but he also may be going to put gas in his car. Now, if he's going down the street with a gas can and it has a rag in the top and he's carrying a lighter, that's probable cause.
Agreed.
Yeah, so there's a big difference there. And but, of course, he used Weasley double talk and then shine the guy on. But I think they're still operating under that premise. And as far as Sarah's concerned, I don't need Santa's elf sitting on top of a stoplight anywhere. Governor Ventura mentioned the fact that there are risks in freedom, and I'm perfectly willing to accept that. I pay a monthly premium in case I get killed that I don't burden anybody else with barbecuing me afterwards. if you're not self-aware enough to take care of yourself. I don't want Nanny State to hold my hand. But the main point was probable as opposed to reasonable. And they're operating on this reasonable theory.
Right.
And I just gave you the illustration, which I think anybody can understand. But thank you so much for your time, and you have a great week.
Thank you very much, Charlie. And, I think a lot of police officers don't even operate on the reasonable suspicion. They operate on, well, this is a very small possibility, so therefore submit.
It depends on what their incentives are, and that's a real problem I have with the war on drugs is it incentivizes, I'll say, a loose reading of the law. If you're going to make more money, if your department's going to make more money, if you're going to get more frequent raises because you increase the number of marijuana arrests in your area, then, yeah, you're incentivized to, I smelled the aroma of marijuana as I was walking by the car, and it's just going to keep going and going and going. We've got to address the root issues.
And a lot of times it's not even that. It's oh, we've got this dog, and the dog spoke to me. The dog gave emotion.
The dog whispered.
Over here.
Yeah.
And the thing is, there have been tests that have shown that, 95% of the time, the dog is going to signal whether there's something there or not.
Or they can manipulate the dog by certain actions, and you can train him to bark at a car by giving him a biscuit when he barks at a car. It's that simple.
Oh, you mean Pavlov's dog?
Yeah, and he salivates. I don't want to imply that every law enforcement officer, and this is where I may differ with some people that may be on the show, that not every law enforcement officer out there buys into this or does these things or tries to manipulate things. But
I think it was actually Gloucester Police Department in Massachusetts that had took a stand, and they actually refused to arrest people for drug use.
And
they started putting them into treatment, and like the chief of police there had started speaking out about it, saying that we need to like look at these people as like members of our community and not throw them in cages and look down upon them because they, you know, have this addiction. And
that's a great program.
Set the precedent. I think there was an initiative, like police against arresting.
Well, there is LEAP. There's the Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. And the problem that I see with organizations like this is there's not a lot of active law enforcement that are involved because they know that the system is set up to weed out the, you know, quote-unquote good law enforcement agents.
Yeah, and that's it with, or it's a black mark if you're associated with them. And I've been active in Oath Keepers for many, many years, and Oath Keepers does not have a lot of active duty law enforcement. We have some,
right?
But many realize that if that makes it back to command, then there's
and
a problem.
I can't tell you how many stories I've read about police officers that have crossed that thin blue line and reported officers for doing stuff that they know is either against department policy or just outright illegal, and then it's the officer that winds up making the report that is the one that gets reprimanded.
Oh, absolutely.
They're the one that winds up getting put on permanent desk duty. They're the one that gets targeted by all of the police when they're off duty of, oh, it's a shame you're driving around with that broken taillight, whack.
And that's my biggest, you know, I get this a lot, you know. Well, you know, you guys are focusing on the few bad apples and things like that. It's like, well,
the full statement is a few bad apples spoils the bunch.
I don't disagree. Yeah, exactly. But my point is okay, where are all these good apples that should be doing something about the bad apple?
They're the ones getting police put yourselves on permanent desk duty for crossing the thin blue line. They're the ones that are being harassed into quitting the police department because they're not wanting to go along with all of this stuff.
Right. But where does all this stuff come from? It comes from, if we go back at it, it's like, okay, we're being pressured to make arrests that may violate a person's constitutional rights. Okay, why are we doing that? To meet the quotas that we have. Where are the quotas coming from? Well, they're tied to a government grant that's tied to the war on drugs.
They're not quotas. You need to have a department. We need to make sure that everybody's in line with the departmental average. But it's not a quota because quotas are illegal.
It's just a goal.
Yeah, it's a goal, and
that nonprofit is called the Police Assisted Addiction and Recovery Initiative.
Nice.
Just in case anybody wants to look it up.
855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And ride sharing just went totally free market with Cell 411. Uber and Lyft have never allowed their drivers the freedom to choose their own rates and payment methods, like silver or Bitcoin, but Cell 411 does. That means competition among drivers for rates, plus there's no barriers to entry for drivers, no background checks, no insurance requirements. Don't worry, there is a driver and rider rating system in place in order to ensure good behavior. And also, Cell 411 lets you, the rider, pick your driver. Whereas with Uber and Lyft, you put out, I need a ride, and then they tell you your driver is, you know, Sarah, or your driver is Chris. And you don't get a say of, well, no, I'd rather have Sarah than Chris. Or I'd rather have Chris than Sarah.
But Sarah will stop at all the traffic lights.
But
I might run a few.
With Cell 411, you put out, I want a ride, and then drivers wind up competing to get the ride, and then you pick from the drivers that wind up responding. And if you're too scared for free market ride sharing, then stick with the mega corporations. But if you're ready to save money as a rider or have the freedom to run your own business as a driver, then Cell 411 is for you. Plus, Cell 411 already has an installed user base of potential drivers because it has long been the best app for decentralized emergency alerts since its creation last year in 2015. Download it from getcell411.com. or go to the App Store of your choice, Google or Apple Apps. Cell 411, that's C-E-L-L 4111. GetCell411.com. We go to Skype, where we've got David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, yeah, let me try to tie my points in with your points from today's and other days' conversation. First of all, amusing note: Sarah's been on the local radio here in Albuquerque for like 8 years, and when I first heard her in the beginning, I was doing a lot of movie work, you know, background extra, stand in, whatever. And
were you in Breaking Bad by chance?
Yeah, I'm in Breaking Bad. I'm in the pilot. You can see me in Walt's living room at his party.
No way.
There's two guys. Yeah, way.
Oh, we're so checking that out.
You can throw the disc in right now, and I. Yeah, throw the it's in the pilot, very first episode, you know, before it was cool. And but yeah, there's two bald guys in the room. I'm one of them because they had me shave my head to be the stand-in for Hank, the DEA agent.
Oh.
And yeah, anyway, it was cool. We were at a party in Walt's house, hung out with those guys day after day in that in the real house and also in the mock-up of the house on the sound stage. So yeah, that was cool.
Sweet.
That's where my head was, and I swore Sarah was an actress refining her craft, like you suggested on the show the other night, that people would call it. I swore that's what it was. It took me several years to, I actually ran into her at a city council meeting one time, and I was sitting there, and I heard this woman speaking, addressing them, and it's like, wait a minute, I know who that is.
Okay, so you can answer the question that apparently is a big topic of discussion in one of the chat rooms. What does Sarah look like?
Sarah is, she, like I told you the other day, she's like 5 feet tall, and she's Asian and Hispanic. The Asian is for sure, and I believe she's also the reason she's in New Mexico is because one of her parents is probably Hispanic, and the other one was, you know, Filipino or whatever. I don't know. And she wears her hair. You know, she looks like typical Asian, more Asian than Spanish. And what is she? She's out in her 40s, maybe. Wears her hair short, not even as long as a bob, but short and a little bit, maybe a little curl to it, whether it's natural or put in. I don't know. Does that kind of sum it up?
I think you've probably made the night for lots of speculators out there.
Yeah, she's got a good heart, but she's just, she'll tell you she's on welfare because she has mental illness. She's on SSI, and so, you know, whatever OCD or whatever she's got is kind of what drives her, and she's trying to do whatever good she can for society to give back for the help that she's getting with you know, living that she can't hold a job for whatever reasons, you know, or, you know, but anyhow, that's her situation. And yeah, you know, traffic lights, pedestrians, so on. And recently, listening to your show, I was enlightened that she's expanded her horizons quite a bit into communism and such like that, not just the traffic lights. And
yeah, and she was actually
hi, Sarah.
About a week ago taking credit for the new fast little choo-choo train going from LA to Sacramento.
Yeah,
she was taking credit for that because, you know, she's been calling in to talk radio saying that we need this fast choo-choo that is a maglev because it doesn't use electricity.
Yeah.
Even though the way magnetic levitation trains work is through electricity.
Electricity. Or wizards. Wizards can levitate them too. I've heard anyway.
I've never heard about actual wizards existing. I know that Vermin Supreme was running on the zombie powered electricity platform, and that's definitely a clean green energy. But what about wizard energy? Is that a clean green energy?
Well, I don't really know. The only experience I have with wizards is with Sleeve of Wizard, and so that's probably not quite enough. Although that does levitate some things too. Anyhow, if you got that, if you didn't, we'll just forget it.
Yeah, just let's forget that was even said. So, what did you actually call in about tonight, David?
What I did call about, and Sarah, no disrespect. But what I called about is Oh, it was a couple things, but because it's right on news today here locally, and it ties into what you're talking about, cops and such. I think you're right on target with percentages as far as, you know, who tolerates good stuff or bad stuff and who doesn't and such like that. But the local citizen police oversight board, and I'm sure that's not the correct phraseology, they just sent a formal request today. It was put on the news that they're reporting APD to the Department of Justice, asking for the DOJ to investigate APD, and this time it's for the appearance that video evidence from lapel cams and other cams has been edited or disappeared and such like that in a number of different police shooting cases. And so they're formally requesting the DOJ come in and investigate whether that's actually happening or if, as APD claims, it's not really happening. Things were edited in ways that were allowed for, you know, people's privacy and whatever else. I don't know. So that's one piece of actual formal local news that has to do with what you're talking about.
Right.
And I'll just start. We won't have time for all this, but let me start with this, that I consider myself, well, by definition of the word whistleblower, I meet the definition of whistleblower. For instance, I alluded to this once talking to you. There is a long-time New Mexico judge that I talked to here and was connected to, talked to here and there occasionally, and he actually said to me, you know, warned me that the whistle that I'm paraphrasing, but the whistle that I'm blowing literally could get me beat up, framed, and even killed. Any of those things were on the table. So, and then another piece of evidence is I've had two lawyers, local lawyers, you know, that went to the local law school and are part of the local bar and are in the law community. And one said to me in reference to a trial over my children, was that before the trial even started, he warned me ahead of time. He said, David, I just want to give you a heads up, you know, to prepare me that these things are not always decided by the law and the way that it actually should be decided.
Hold your thought, David. This is Free Talk Live.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now in the closing moments of Free Talk Live. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we go back to Skype. I tried putting the second person that called on hold and resuming the call with David, but I don't know who I have here on Skype. It's either David or Adam. So whoever I'm speaking with, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up? It's Adam. Thanks so much for taking the call, Daryl. Really appreciate it.
No, you're welcome. And
you got your voice back. Almost.
I did. It sounds terrible on my end still.
Yeah, you do sound a little hoarse there. So what's going on? I understand you're in Mexico right now.
Yeah, I'm in Puerto Vallarta with Barry Cooper of Never Get Busted for my first ayahuasca experience. I'm really excited about this. But
are you on ayahuasca right now?
No, but if you want, we can schedule a call in tomorrow when I will be.
Nice.
We can get into it that way. Would that be a first for Free Talk Live? That would be awesome. I'd be totally down.
Possibly.
Although, no, not tomorrow. Tomorrow is my very first session. I'm taking this very seriously.
Good.
Are you on any substances
right now?
No, I'm not, because I'm getting ready for tomorrow being my first day with ayahuasca. And I take this extremely seriously as, you know, a meditative exercise.
Sure.
For improving self-awareness. And what I want to call about, though, because I understand you haven't gotten into it yet, but we got some really – really good news today for the veterans community, for anybody who cares about the mental health of humanity, and a slight lessening of the viciousness of the war on some drugs at the behest of some drug companies. And it's that MDMA is in its final whatever legal hoop it has to clear for getting approved for medical purposes, being made legal for that. And this is something that I've been an advocate of for a long time. And you know, when we have today 22 veterans committing suicide a day, it is really especially offensive that the reason, one reason that number is so high is because government makes the best treatments illegal.
Yep.
And we know this from all of the various incentives that the pharmaceutical companies have to keep you sick, to keep you a patient, to keep you as a source of revenue rather than to heal you.
And right, because the healthcare industry, as we mentioned earlier, does not wind up rewarding you for being healthy.
There's no money in it.
They actually reward you for being sick by covering your doctor visits.
Yep.
And so with MDMA, we've known this for decades. You know, MDMA started as a therapy drug and government made it illegal.
Can you explain what MDMA is for people that don't know?
Yes. Oh, like you don't know, Heather.
Well, I was thinking of the listeners, Adam. At least somebody is.
Right. You know, there are, you know, possibly hundreds of radio stations carrying this show right now, and chances are somebody driving down the highway right now may have heard the word or the letters MDMA.
You might be a veteran that could benefit from MDMA.
But they don't necessarily know what it is.
Yes. Yes, MDMA is known as ecstasy or E or Molly, and it's been used in many ways as a party drug. And I just want to say on my own behalf, for as many drugs as I've done, and it's not that many anyway, but I'm kind of known for it in my activism, you know, having been arrested in marijuana civil disobedience a number of times.
So if we give you a drug test, how many could you identify?
I'm really not that much of an expert. My point is that I'm very prudish about this. Like, I only do things, you know, from a trusted, reliable source and a safe environment and with a clear purpose. You know, and as a big advocate of marijuana legalization, and, you know, like I said, I've been arrested in civil disobedience a number of times for that, including having gone to jail for a week in Philly. Marijuana is more of a symptomatic treatment for PTSD. Like, yeah, you can use it to control anxiety. You can use it to sleep if that's what helps. You can use it to loosen yourself up if it makes you more comfortable going through talk therapy. But it's the talk therapy that is much more the cure, if you will. Although cure is not even the right word for it, but a way of getting
the
heart of the issue. And with,
Yeah,
the treatment. Thank you. And with MDMA, well, marijuana is symptom treatment, but it's not disease treatment or disorder treatment or the deeper issues of PTSD.
Yeah.
Right. And with MDMA, you know, you do a limited number of sessions in a controlled environment with a therapist, and it's part of a talk therapy regimen that cures as much as is measurably possible, literally cures PTSD. And it's sick. I mean, I'm a veteran. I was in Fallujah in 2004. I got a little bit of combat experience, you know, but I've seen guys coming back. You know, I ran a peer support group for vets with PTSD. And when I was active with Iraq Veterans Against the War in Washington, D.C. And to know that there were these treatments that were known to humanity and kept from us because of government, because they'd rather keep us sick, is just disgusting. But MDMA, what it does is, from my experience, from a therapeutic understanding, is that it makes you feel much more loving and connected and comfortable talking about, like, those deeper issues. And it helps you get to a point of self-acceptance and forgiveness. And that's, you know, so important for me. And this is one of the reasons I'm pursuing this ayahuasca therapy right now, is because I still carry a certain amount of guilt and shame for what I did when I was in Iraq. You know, I tortured people, and I took a war trophy from someone's body. You know, I mean, like, it was a man who was in a vehicle that got burned. Like, he got burned alive driving through a checkpoint because, you know, a trigger-happy Marine thought that his vehicle was a threat.
Right.
And he burned so bad his skull was peeling off of his brain. Sorry to get gory with that, but I took a little chunk of that. Like, that was, you know, and I want my life to be a testament to the evil that government is capable of making well-intentioned people commit, because I went there to help people.
And
I went there to help the Iraqi people.
Yeah, and I tell you, this is Chris. And I work with, not work with, but I'm involved with a lot of veterans through organizations that I'm involved with, and people talk about things that break their heart, you know, seeing an injured child, seeing a sick child. there are few things that have ever hit me as hard as seeing a 22, 23, 24-year-old kid who's just broken. And that's the only word I can think of to describe that is that soul is just damaged almost beyond repair. And it's not always the guys that are in combat. One kid I met and hung out with for quite some time was a mortuary technician. You know, he worked in morgue. He saw the results of war, but he was never in combat or anything like that. But you know, and if there is any chance out there that anything could possibly help these guys that are coming back, we should be pursuing it. We have a moral obligation to pursue it, and we are being heinous should we continue to block these potential paths of treatment.
Well, I would just say, stop saying we, because I know you're part of the solution, not part of the problem, Chris.
Yeah, I know, but still I live here. Yeah, you know.
As are you, Adam, and thank you for sharing, you know, that, because there's a lot of people that maybe would refrain from speaking out about these kinds of things, but, you know, you kind of paved the way and give everybody hope.
And whenever I hear anybody talk about war, I'm always reminded of the scene from MASH, the old TV show. The quote, "War isn't hell, war is war, and hell is hell, and of the two, war is a lot worse." And then the priest says, "How do you figure, Hawkeye?" "Easy, Father. Tell me who goes to hell." "Sinners." "Exactly. There are no innocent bystanders in hell. War is chock full of them. Little kids, cripples, old ladies. In fact, except for some of the brass, almost everybody involved is an innocent bystander."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Daryl, I want to really, I cannot endorse that, because just like with cops and soldiers as the enforcers of the state, the point of morality, if we understand it from a libertarian perspective, is violating someone's self-ownership, committing that act of aggression. It's not the politicians. It's not the generals. Yes, you can identify them as a root cause in a different way, but if we don't elevate the standard of ethics throughout humanity, there will always be someone who can trick well-intentioned people into doing evil if they don't recognize it, if they don't see it. And that was what I was in the position of when I went to war. I didn't see the inherent evil of it. And the sick thing is that I called myself a libertarian, but I didn't understand it philosophically. I would say I was a, you know, political libertarian or a, you know, socially liberal, fiscally conservative libertarian.
Adam, thank you for the call. We are out of time for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jeans.